You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hello, everyone. This is Kara from the Mom Talk team. I'm sure many of you on our message boards have seen our monthly CPO member spotlights. Well, today we thought we'd add another dimension to them, so you'll be able to get to listen in as I talk to our spotlight member this month. Joining me today is Tracy, also known as Angel of the Island. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you, Kara. Hi, everybody.
So I guess I'll get started with the fact that Tracy just celebrated an anniversary with us. She's been a message board member for the past 2 years, although I'm certain that many of us think that's been a lot longer than that.
It feels a lot longer than that sometimes. It's hard to believe it's only been 2 years.
So, Tracy, what brought you to CPO, or how did you find us?
Well, I had recently received a new laptop for Christmas, and I was sitting down Googling different things one evening shortly after Christmas in 2007, and I was Googling Asperger's for my oldest son, Matthew, and CPO popped up, and I could remember years and years before that being online with CPO in a much different way with a different format. And I decided to come on board again and signed up with a new membership, and I've been here ever since.
That's fantastic. So do you have any specific boards that you enjoy? I know that you moderate the Focus on Mom board.
Yes.
Other than Focus on Mom, is there any other boards that you enjoy?
Sure. I co-moderate the Parents 35 Plus board, which is a new board that has been designed for parents over the age of 35 to keep all of us together and talk about different things, which I really enjoy. And I'm also co-moderator for the Pregnancy Loss Board, which is a subject that is also near and dear to my heart. But we've come to find out that so many others share a lot of sad stories too, and to be able to help them out in times of grief and getting on with their family planning has been very rewarding for me as well. I also enjoy the April 2008 Birth Club board, which I never in a million years thought I'd be a part of. That's been a home away from home for me for the last year and a half or so. The general board is always a lot of fun to get in to see a lot of different things, and I pretty much skim around quite a few of them, but they're pretty much my favorites.
Well, that gets me into my next question. Do you have a specific way that you navigate the site? So,
I do. I like to go to the hot topics.
You're like me.
I
do the same thing. I tend to go there. That's why I post all over the place. I tend to see what is hot and
exactly what
people are talking about right at that very moment.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes I don't even realize what board I'm posting in. I just skim down the hot topics, and if something catches my eye, I go in there, and there I am.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So do you have any hobbies or interests outside of CPO?
I love to write. I've been an avid writer for a long, long time, probably since junior high. It's been something I've tried to do as much as I possibly can. Poetry and short stories are something that I enjoy doing. Music is a great passion of mine. There's not a room in my home that you can go into that there's not a CD or radio playing in the background. I'm not into sports, and I'm not into scrapbooking or things like that. It's a little bit different with me. I like to do things when I can, you know. With my writing, I may not do it for 6 or 8 months or weeks, as you've noticed with my blogs. but when the urge strikes, I'm there, and I'll get into it for a little bit and go gung-ho at it and then put it away for a while. And I think that way it keeps me fresh with things. I don't get bored with it that way. And then with the kids, there's not a whole lot of time. You know, I try and make time to do things for me just to chill out and relax, things like that.
You're a fantastic writer, and if you get a chance, definitely go to CPO Blogs and check out Tracy's blog. It's called An Angel's Island, and she has some wonderful tales of her life thus far. So be sure to check it out, and I'm sure there'll be some new installments coming in.
For sure.
when she has time.
For sure.
So tell me a little bit about your family, Tracy. I know that you mentioned your son, Matthew, and you also have a new little guy, so if you'd like to share their names.
Sure. I've been married now for 18 years to a wonderful guy. His name is Mike. Matthew, my oldest son, is 12 years old, quickly approaching 13. And Marcus is 8 and a half months old. And the four of us are just like four peas in a pod. We get along great, and we're nice and cozy, and I'm really, really, really happy.
Definitely sounds like it. So, Tracy, do you have a specific type of parenting style or parenting philosophy that you follow?
This was the one question that I've been thinking about since we talked about doing the podcast. Kara, I really don't know if we have a philosophy per se. I looked at Michael last night and I said to him, what is our parenting philosophy? And he looked at me and he laughed. He said, what? Well, I said, that's a question I'm going to be asked. You know what, Kara? I think our parenting philosophy is as different as the two boys that we have. We don't follow a set regime. We try and instill values in Matthew that we'd like for him to follow, to try and be a good boy and to try and learn as much as he can and to be respectful and be... But as far as the philosophy, each child is so different.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you there.
For sure. You know, you can't parent each child the same way. And Marcus is only 8.5 months old, you know, so I'm not any pro at multiple children when it comes to parenting or anything like that. But in the last 8.5 months, I've come to learn that, boy, oh boy, you know, for two children that can come from the same two people, man, can they ever be different.
Oh, I completely agree with you.
You know, so I'm very quickly learning that what worked for Matthew is definitely not going to work for Marcus, and we're going to have to alter our approaches and the ways that we thought and the ways that we did things and the ways that we taught, you know, and allow their ways to change our ways of parenting.
That's a great philosophy, Tracy.
I think it's the only way you can go, you know, because, I mean, they're the ones who are going to mold our ways of parenting.
Right.
You know.
That gets me on to our next question. What are you looking forward to? Is there anything particular you're looking forward to this year?
This year, I am looking forward to watching Matthew continue to excel in school. Matthew was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome 2 years ago. So it's been a couple of years of learning and teaching and trying to figure out ways to cope with his differences that are going to allow him to progress at a better rate for him. And this year we have a teacher's aide with him who is just absolutely phenomenal. She can tap into him in ways that nobody else could. And she's allowed him to excel in his academics in a way that I never thought was possible, to be honest with you.
That's wonderful.
His academics have been great thus far. His social skills have improved immensely. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the rest of the year is going to bring with him. Marcus is just an absolute...
Yes, we can hear that right behind us. If you get the chance, I'm sure you can hear him in the background, and he's just squealing with delight.
Oh, for sure. You know, he's 8.5 months old, and he's becoming so fun now, and he's learning things at such a rapid rate. I just can't wait to see what the rest of the year is going to bring. And we're going to get the chance in May. We're taking a trip as a family. We're heading to Ontario for 8 days in May to visit some CPO members.
Well, that's just wonderful.
It's going to be so much fun. I had the opportunity to do it back in August, and I stayed with a CPO member, Kiki Canadian, and stayed with her and her family by myself. So now we're all going back to invade their territory again come May, and we're really looking forward to that. It'll be both boys' first time on a plane, and I think it's going to be a real big adventure for all of us.
Well, that sounds very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in honor of your 2-year anniversary, I would like for you to share a little something with us, Tracy. About 1.5 years ago, you wrote a beautiful poem, and you entitled it Your Way to Say Thanks. So if you wouldn't mind, we would love to hear the words that you wrote coming from you.
Sure, it would be my pleasure. It's entitled CPO, A Community. We come together in cyberspace, though some have met face to face. Seek help, tell jokes, cry and vent. Some days, many hours are spent. Our online family grows every day. Some will come, some will stay. People from each walk of life come together in stride and strife. What brings us here is vast and wide. It's so nice to have someone on our side. when times are good, when times are rough, when we need a friend, or when life is tough. We're brought together by a common concern. For our children's best interests, we all yearn. CTO is the place to share our hopes and our dreams, ask silly questions, and cheer our favorite teams. Our lives are as different as the children we raise. At times we wonder how we'll get through some days. From BC to the Rock and across waters blue, through lifestyles and time changes, we make quite a crew. Who would imagine that a bond could extend through wires and keystrokes to make people friends? We all have our moments to disagree and debate, but at the end of the day, we're brought together by fate. Rich or poor, mom or dad, one child or ten, we all need support every now and then. CTO is our haven, our place to escape, our place to relax and watch lives take shape. For all the people logging on each day, this is merely my small way to say, you make a difference. You make me smile. Here's to CPO for going that extra mile.
Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Tracy. And I really think that really sums up what our CPO community is about.
I'm so glad you enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Tracy. And as always, for more information about today's podcast, you can visit momtalk.ca. Or if you'd like to become a part of our community, either by joining our message boards or creating your own blog to share your thoughts, be sure to stop by CanadianParents.com, where you'll find the links to both on top left-hand side of your screen. Thanks for listening.